This episode is sponsored by 10X Stage Agency. 10X Stage Agency deliver exceptional talent to the most important stages in the world. People like Dean Graziosi, Ray Higdon, and so many more. They are the first and only agency focused entirely on building impact and revenues for speakers. Their driven, experienced stage agency team has the relationships and the data-driven expertise to get you on the stages where your audience is assembled. They will make sure your voice and impact are amplified on the stages that are the ideal for you. The proof is in the numbers. They don't just talk the talk, their speakers are getting real results. Over 1,000 stages booked in last year, 3 times clients added in 18 months, and endless national stage opportunities. So what are you waiting for? You can go to 10xstageagency.com and find out more. As famously said by Richie Norton, it's really simple. Sell high-value stuff to people who value high-value stuff. But now, the question is, why is it so hard to sell that value? Because for many entrepreneurs and business owners, selling any services can be intimidating. But when it comes to selling a high-ticket service, it can be even more nerve-wracking. As a business owner, coach, and consultant, you know the value you're bringing to the table. But how do you communicate that to your audience and customers? Well, guys and girls, fret not. Because thankfully, today, this amazing coach and I have your back. Well, in this episode, we have invited Russ Ruffino. Russ is the founder of Clients on Demand, an Inc. 500 company that helps coaches, experts, and service providers attract the right clients at the right price, anytime they want. Back at the height of the economic recession, Russ Ruffino paid his bills by working hard hours as a bartender. He was first inspired to launch his career after noticing a friend's success in online marketing and social media. Russ was so inspired by the industry that he threw himself entirely into learning how to create and sell products online. Now known as Clients on Demand, he developed an ebook and video course based on his ideas and priced it at $197. And to surprise, he made a sale. The proof of this internet marketing concept was a game changer. Russ quit his bartending job with no more than $500 in his pocket, ready to start a new business journey, and hasn't looked back since. He's on a mission now to get his clients to $1 billion in gross revenue annually. Well, without further ado, let's welcome Russ into the house. Woohoo! Yeah!
Mason, how's it going, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
Everything's great. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Well, I mean, I'm really grateful for 10X Stage Agency to have this mini collaboration between both of us and allow us to have so many elite speakers like you to be on this podcast. And it's really our honor and pleasure to have you here, my friend.
You got it, man. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, man. And, well, so how's everything on your end in the States? You're not based in Florida, is it?
No, I'm in California. Yeah, I'm in California.
Oh, California. Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah, no, it's everything's cool here, man. It's great. We're all geared up for Christmas. You can't see it, but there's like Christmas stuff everywhere in my office. Like my wife put a tree over there, a wreath over there. I got the fire going. It's like super cozy in here. So, yeah.
Wow, nice. Wow. Okay. So Russ, I'm pretty sure my audience in Singapore, Asia, and some parts of Europe as well, they wouldn't know much about you. So can you share with the audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Sure. So the company that I founded is called Clients on Demand. And what we do is we work with experts, coaches, thought leaders, anybody who solves a major life or business challenge. And what we help them do is package their expertise into an online group workshop. Now, what's cool about those online group workshops is, first of all, they sell for $5,000, $8,000, even $10,000. You can deliver them virtually from anywhere in the world using just a laptop and an internet connection, which means you can travel, you can do whatever you want. And because you're going to be enrolling groups of people into these programs, you can have total time freedom where it's only going to take you 3-4 hours a week to deliver value to maybe 20, 30, 50, 100 clients in a month. So I always say that a business needs to have three things to truly be successful. That's income, meaning that business can scale, the income can scale as far as you want it to. Freedom, meaning you have the freedom to go pretty much wherever you want to go and do pretty much whatever you want to do. And impact, meaning that you have to be changing the world one client at a time. And so this business model where you're taking your expertise and you're turning it into a high value online workshop is the best way to create all three of those things, income, freedom, and impact at the same time.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, man. I mean, like in order to be successful in your business and to call it a business, you need these three I's, because without that, you wouldn't be a business. It would be more of like a kind of hobby, right? A hobby that's not earning any much money, and you only have some followers. That's about it, right?
Well, even so, if you have you need to have all three, right? Because let's say you got the income coming in and you're making all this money, but you're working 80 hours a week and you're chained to the office all day. Like, you're going to find a way to sabotage your business in some way, because you're making all this money, but you don't have any freedom to enjoy it. So when we built this business model from the ground up, we really wanted to have all three of those things, because what I want is for you to be making, you know, as much money as you want to make. We've got clients doing $100,000 a month, $700,000 a month. We've got clients doing $1 million a month. We're doing over $1 million a month in our business. And so the income is there, but we also want you to have that freedom. And then you also want to be making a difference one client at a time. You want to be changing the world with every single person who works with you. And I think if you have all three, then you've got something that's very fulfilling and satisfying on a deep, deep, deep level.
Yeah, totally, totally. I agree with you on that, because when you are making an impact on people's lives, it's not just fulfilling itself. They are also going to bring you more clients, in a sense,
sure,
with their testimonials and all this other stuff. And it's really rewarding to see them succeeding rather than, you know, seeing them fail, in a sense.
Yeah.
And recently I heard from my friend of mine, he actually said that there's a coach that actually told him that, hey, it's okay to, you know, let your students fail, because it's part of the journey, which I believe it's not really, because your reputation is at stake as well. And this is something that we're going to talk a lot about it later on as well. And, you know, before we dive into the main focus of our interview, our listeners would love to get to know you a bit better. So can you tell us a bit about your backstory and how you became the client on demand coach itself?
Sure,
because I understand just now I spoke a bit about bartending side. So can you share with us more on that?
Yeah. So from age 21 to age 31, I was a bartender in Los Angeles, and I'd moved to Los Angeles because I wanted to be an actor. That was like my lifelong dream, was to be an actor. And when you're trying to be an actor in Los Angeles, you get a job as a bartender, you know, wait tables, become a personal trainer. You have some kind of job to support you as you go and you pursue your dream. Well, 10 years went by and I had not gotten anywhere. And so I remember when I turned 30, just promising myself, look, man, you're not going to be a 40-year-old bartender. There's no way. And so right around that time, I read the book, The 4-Hour Workweek. And that book blew my mind, because it showed me, hey, you know, Russ, there's another path, right? There's another way of making money online. There's another way of building wealth and passive income and creating that freedom for yourself. You don't have to go out there and try to be a movie star. You could create an online business and create some of the freedom that way. So I started out doing that and ended up quitting my bartending job. And I was extremely successful in online marketing right out of the gate. That very first year, I did $250,000 in revenue. And when I quit my bartending job, I think I had maybe $500 in the bank, right? So my rent was over $2,000. I had $500 in the bank. I quit my bartending job and just said, look, I'm going to throw myself full time into making an online income. And thank God it worked out. I mean, I suppose it might not have worked out, but it did work out. And so I did $250,000 my first year online. And then I started creating my own products, showing other people how to do what I did. And those products were low ticket. So I was doing what a lot of people do, right? A lot of people create eBooks, a lot of people create video courses, and they price those eBooks and video courses around $27, $97, because they think that's going to be easier. And what happened was I would sell a ton of these eBooks. I mean, thousands and thousands of them at, let's say, $27, but nobody was taking action. And that really started to bother me because people would buy my stuff and they'd say, hey, Russ, I like that ebook. It was fantastic. And I'd say, well, what did you do with it? Did you put the strategy to work and get some results? And they'd be, well, yeah, I'll get to it. I'll get to it some other time. And so to be honest, man, that kind of started to bother me because I was like, look, what am I, you know, yes, I'm making money and people are happy and maybe that should be enough, but I want to be making a difference. I want to be making an impact. And so I thought to myself, look, what would happen if I took this low ticket model and flip the whole thing on its head? So instead of selling something for $27 and then trying to sell thousands of copies of it, what if I worked with fewer clients, maybe 10, 15, 20 clients a month, but I charged them $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 to work with me? And I thought to myself, hey, Russ, you know what? If you do that, people are probably going to show up super committed. You'll have fewer people that you're working with, so you can give them a real VIP experience. And I bet you that I could actually go out there and get some really incredible results for people. And so I did that as an experiment. And in December of 2013, I had my first $200,000 month. So as soon as I made that switch from low ticket to high ticket, my income like 10X basically. And I was immediately creating much better results for people, right? You know, I thought, hey, part of me was afraid that if I charged $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 for my work, people would show up and they'd be fussy, they'd be high maintenance, they would be difficult, they would be demanding. But the truth is they weren't any of those things. They were the coolest people you could ever possibly want to work with. And so since I made way more money and I had a much, much better experience, I was like, I'm never going back. And so since 2013, all we've done and all we've specialized in is high ticket. So what we do is we work with experts, authors, coaches, and speakers to show them how to develop high ticket programs of their own and how to enroll clients consistently into those programs at those kinds of price points, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000.
Wow. Okay. Nice. And don't mind me asking, like when you first started out, right, how did you get so confident to actually charge at such a high ticket price? Because at first you were charging like probably $99, probably or $10 or whatever, and then there's an upsell over there for the lower tier ticket coaching or mentoring or video mentoring or things like that. So what got you to that shift to that, hey, I need to charge $5,000, I need to charge the $8,000, because they are not doing anything. So if I were to teach them, guide them and all this other stuff, you're gonna make them pay that
amount. No, I understand. Yeah, it's a great question.
So
I realized that what people fundamentally pay us for is not our knowledge, it's not our expertise, and it's not our time. What people pay us for is to get a certain outcome. That's what they pay us for. They pay us to achieve a certain result. And so if I was helping my clients make five figures a month, make $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, $50,000 a month, which is where we were at that point. This was a while ago, you know. If I was already helping people do that, well, of course I should charge $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 for my work, because the value that I'm delivering for them is priceless. And what we found, Rayson, is that this is true in pretty much every niche and every market. So like, let's say, for example, that you were a marriage coach, right? What's it worth to save someone's marriage, right? I mean, someone's marriage is falling apart and you're this brilliant marriage coach. You can come in, you can save their marriage. What's that worth? That's priceless, right? I mean, it's priceless. You can't even put a price tag on it. So of course you should be charging $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000. So I sort of didn't have the confidence to do it, but I just went for it. But the principle to me made sense, right? Because I said to myself, look, I'm not giving them an ebook this time. I'm not giving them a video course. I'm not giving them information, right? Information is if I say, hey, look, here's how to do this thing. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to put it in this ebook, but then I'm going to hand you that ebook. And then you're on your own, buddy. You got to go figure that out, right? So it wasn't information. It was transformation. Where not only am I going to show you how to do this, but I'm going to work with you step by step by step and support you and handhold you every step of the way to make sure that you get that result. So I realized that I wanted to stop selling information and start selling transformation. Now, in order to do this, you got to really care about getting amazing results for your clients. And you have to have a great strategy for doing that. But if you have those things, then you can be commanding those kinds of price points. Does that make sense?
Yep. Makes sense. Well, that's really, really good, man. I mean, like, in order to actually grow that amount of money that you earn, I'm pretty sure you actually started off with like probably $2,000, $3,000, and then slowly you scale it up to higher price point, right? So
correct.
Yeah, I agree.
I think
with you
I started at five and then we worked our way up.
Oh, five. Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. So Russ, when you were building your business up, I'm pretty sure you have mistakes and failures along the way. So do you have a favorite failure of yours? And how has that failure or apparent failure set you up for later success?
That's a great question. I think the failure, I mean, I don't know. I don't really think of things in terms of failure. Like,
right,
every single mistake that I've ever made in my business, it's always paved the way for something better. So one of the things that I do, and people might not know this, is I spend about $700,000 a year in advertising, just testing new things. So we have a proprietary approach at my company for bringing high ticket clients in the door, right? But I never want to just sit back on my laurels and say, well, my approach is the very best and nothing's ever going to beat it. And so what I do is I spend a lot of money just trying to beat my own model. Now, most of the time we can't, but every once in a while we'll test something and that thing will actually, that did pretty good. And now we can refine and build up the model. So I guess technically, you could take every single one of those tests we do that fails, where I'm just like basically throwing money down a big dark hole, and I could call that a failure, but I still think that it's important to do that because, again, I never want to assume that my approach is the best and it's always going to be the best because things are always changing. So, you know, those tiny little mini things, I guess, could be considered failures, but as long as you're learning from it and extracting the lesson, it's critical. It's one of the best things that you can do for your business.
Right. Okay, cool. And then what's the biggest lesson that you've learned over this period of time in terms of, like, you know, building your business up and all this marketing? What's the biggest lesson that you have learned from it?
So I'll give you two. The biggest lesson in terms of marketing is empathy. So where people go wrong when they're doing their marketing is they either talk all about their product or they talk all about themselves. And the truth is that your audience doesn't really care about either of those things. Like, I'm not naive enough to think that my audience really, really, really cares about me, especially people that haven't heard me before, right? Like, if someone is hearing me for the first time, it's like, okay. So what people do is they spend way too much time talking about themselves and not enough time talking about the problems that their audience is dealing with. And so when you can demonstrate deep empathy and a deep understanding for, like, hey man, I know exactly what you're going through. I know things about you that you haven't even told your wife, that you haven't even told your husband, that you haven't even told your best friend, because I know this problem backwards and forwards, and I know exactly how you feel right now. If you can weave that into your marketing, you generate instant rapport and instant authority. So that's how we're able to get our clients to start commanding these kinds of prices, even when most of them don't even have testimonials, they don't have case studies, they don't have big audiences, they don't have all this social proof. They're kind of just starting out, but we can still create that authority by demonstrating that you truly understand your audience backwards and forwards. So by far, in terms of the marketing, that's the biggest lesson is empathy, right? And then the second piece, and this is interesting, is I used to be afraid because you mentioned that guy that said, hey, you know, allow your clients to fail, right? When I was first getting started, there was a very, very prominent guru that actually had a workshop, and he told people, don't even try to get people results. Oh. He said, don't even bother. He said, don't try to get your clients results because you know what's going to happen. They're going to resent you. They're going to get angry because they're going to try to get results. They're going to fail, and then they're going to blame you. So don't even bother trying. Don't even try to get them results. And when I heard that, man, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like that can't be true. I refuse to believe that that's true. And you know, he was adamant about it. And I said, well, look, man, maybe this guy is right, but I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go crazy trying to get results for my clients. And if they end up hating me and resenting me and I'm wrong and you know, whatever, then fine, I'll accept that. What I'm not going to do is build a business that doesn't create real results for people. So that second lesson was, and this is the part that I want to share with you, is that the opposite happened. So the more I focused on getting results for my clients, the more money I made and the faster my business grew. Whereas I can guarantee you, if I had followed that guy's advice and said, oh, I'm not even going to try to get anybody results, my business wouldn't be anywhere near where it is today.
True. Yeah, totally, man. I mean, like, every businesses are meant to have results for their clients in a sense, right? Like, for example, you yourself, if you're not giving the clients what you guaranteed in your website and things like that, people will not trust in you, and people will even ask their friends, or even might even alert people. Probably their competitors would happen to see their social media post saying that, hey, do not trust this guy or girl for their business, consultancy business, and whatever not. And that will be detrimental for your business and your brand as well. Right.
I mean, that's our job. Our job is to get people results, right? Like when you go to a restaurant, the restaurant's there to give you good food. that's their job. Right.
Correct.
But some of these coaching companies, it's like if you owned a restaurant and you had the most beautiful furniture and the best location and a great staff and a good menu and the food was awful. Like, you know, the results, right. That's like the main thing. And I feel like for so many coaches, it's kind of an afterthought. They're busy thinking about the next launch. How can we make more money? How can we, you know, bring in, you know, $1 million in cash and then only have to refund $300,000 and then maybe we keep a little bit of profit. They're not thinking about what happens to the people who actually buy. What happens to the people who join your program? Do they get all those results you were talking about, or do they just leave disappointed?
Yeah, true. I mean, like, we wouldn't want them to leave disappointed. We want them to be happy and give us good reviews. So yeah, totally. And I just want to ask you, right? Because before we even started the whole podcast, we were actually talking about books, and you said you have quite a number of the similar books that you had. So now, talking about books, what are 1 to 3 books that have greatly influenced your life?
The 4-Hour Work Week absolutely changed my life.
Right.
It literally set my life on a completely different trajectory, where if I had not walked into Barnes & Noble that day and seen that book on the shelf and picked it up and read it, my life would be very, very different than it is now. So that would have to be number one. And then number two would be a book that a lot of people don't know. It's called Letting Go by a guy named David R. Hawkins. And it's an incredible book because it talks to you about how to deal with your negative emotions. So most entrepreneurs, right? If we're operating outside our comfort zone, it's scary. We're overwhelmed. We're freaking out. You know, we self-sabotage. We do all these things. And we don't really know how to stop that. We don't really know how to fix that, you know?
Right.
This book gives you the manual for how to handle that stuff. So that book was absolutely life-changing. And then I would say, I can't point to one specific book of his, but the collected works of a guy named Neville Goddard has been absolutely amazing to me. And that's told me about the power of gratitude, the power of visualization, the power of imagining the life that you want and then sort of living your way into it. So those would be the big three that I think changed my life the very most.
Nice. Okay, cool. And Russ, if you could have a gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would it say and why?
It would say, be grateful. It would say, be grateful. Right. Gratitude is the key. Gratitude is the key to life. If you spend time every day being grateful, there's been so many studies and so much research has been done that just the daily practice of gratitude has a massive impact on your health. But if you really want to get serious about creating the life you want, the key is not just to be grateful for what you have now. The key is to be grateful for the things you don't have yet. So in other words, you decide to yourself, I want a company that's doing $1 million a month. And you decide that. Every day when you do your gratitude, you start out by being thankful for the things that you have now, right? So thank you for my amazing book collection. Thank you for the Ray Gacy show. Thank you for my amazing podcast. Thank you for all this stuff. But then what you do is you begin to be grateful in advance for the things you don't have yet. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my multi-million dollar business or whatever it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you that I'm living in my 20,000 square foot dream home. Thank you that I'm, thank you, thank you, thank you that I'm driving that dream car. And you allow yourself to feel all the joy and power and gratitude and strength that you would feel if those things were real right now. That formula, that practice is something I do every single day. And it is responsible for all this stuff that I have. I'm talking to you in a 20,000 square foot house. You know what I mean? I drive a Bentley. I fly first class or private everywhere I go. You know, I've got these incredible clients and this wonderful business. And all of those things came into my life because I was grateful for those things in advance. I don't know why it works, but it's like the secret. It's the key. If there's one thing I could teach people, secret. It would be that. Yeah.
Yeah, totally, totally. This is like the power of visualizations and manifestation kind of thing. And it's not a voo-voo thing. It's actually real. It's actually real.
Oh, it's absolutely real. Yeah, it's absolutely real. I mean, they've done studies where they'll have athletes. They did a study with basketball, and they had one team didn't train at all. They had another group of people that was shooting free throws. And then they had another group of people that was just visualizing themselves shooting free throws and making the basket, right? The group that did the visualizing improved more than the group that actually practiced, which is an amazing thing.
Yeah, totally. I agree with you on that. Our mind is so powerful. It's so wonderful, I would say, to actually be able to visualize and do all this stuff. And, you know, this is how you got where you are right now, in a sense. And plus, you know, doing all the trainings and all this other stuff, the practice and all, rather than just visualizing itself, that's how you actually got your success right now, in a sense. And I'm pretty sure you had a lot of mentors, in a sense, in your life, right? So I would like to ask you, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received from your mentor?
The best piece of advice I think that I've ever gotten is to enter into the conversation that's already happening in your customer's mind. So this is something that people say, it's a principle of copywriting, and it goes back to what I was talking about before when it comes to empathy. If you truly understand that concept, it will revolutionize your marketing. It really will. It will change everything, because right now your potential clients, they're not thinking about you. They're not thinking about your offers. They're not thinking about your products. They're thinking about these terrible problems that they're dealing with. And if you can describe those problems better than they can, they will automatically assume that you know the answer. And that's how you're able to go into, we have clients go into very, very crowded markets, right? We have clients in fitness. We have clients in dating. It doesn't get any more crowded than that. But they're able to break into these markets with no audience, no following, and build multi-million dollar businesses because they understand that principle.
Yeah, totally. Wow, I love this. This is wonderful. This advice is wonderful from a mentor. And thanks for sharing, man. And, you know, Russ, now let's go to the main focus of our interview. So can you tell us, like, what is the real reason why clients won't pay premium prices?
Why they won't pay premium prices? Or why they will pay premium prices?
Why they won't pay premium prices.
Most of the time, because most of the time people are not offering transformation. Most of the time people are offering information. And I think the client can subconsciously sense that, right? Where it's like, you're going to tell me how to do this. You're going to give me this video book. You're going to give me this ebook, whatever it is. But are you really going to coach me into getting the result? You know, information every year becomes less and less and less and less and less valuable because there's so much of it. I mean, you can Google how to fix your marriage. You know, you can go to a bookstore. There's a million books about how to fix your marriage, but nobody does. Nobody ever actually fixes it. Nobody ever actually gets the result. Right. It's the same thing with fitness and weight loss, right? Like most of the people that I know that are kind of out of shape, myself included, have a million fitness books on their shelf. So clearly a lack of information is not the problem, right? The problem is a lack of transformation. It's because there's not enough coaches in the world that are willing to step up and really take people by the hand and walk them into amazing results. And so if you're willing to do that and you market yourself properly, then people will be willing to pay at those premium prices. And we've proven that over and over and over again with thousands and thousands of clients. You know, our clients have done over $1 billion in high ticket sales themselves. We've done over $85 million in high ticket sales. And it's just, there's no doubt anymore that if you're truly selling something transformational and you position it correctly, that people will be willing to pay those prices.
Yeah, totally. I mean, these days it's an information age right now. So you can get to Google it, you can go YouTube it, but, you know, yeah, I'm pretty sure once someone is able to transform your life through their coaching, through their mentoring, I'm pretty sure they will want to pay you for your services and you know, rather than sucking it up and getting it all for free, in a sense, right?
Well, because because that doesn't create the outcome. Like, what people really want is that outcome, right? They want mm-hmm. and whatever that outcome you provide is, whether that's helping people drop 50 pounds or get in the best shape of their life, or you fix their marriage, or you fix their dating and you help them find the love of their life. That's what they want, right? They want that end point. They want mm-hmm. that outcome. So right. as long as what you are delivering has the power to get people to that outcome, then people will pay for it if you position it correctly.
Mm, true. Totally. And, you know, talking about YouTube, I recently watched your YouTube videos on this topic, which is like selling high ticket with a one close call. So so I watched it and I felt, hey, this is very interesting. I thought I should bring this to our podcast episode and ask you this question. So, Russ, can you actually sell high ticket with just a one close call?
We do. That's all we do. So every single high ticket sale we make, I would say 99% of them happen on that very first call. Sometimes we have people who come back, or, you know, I'm on the phone with someone and I don't know, they have to go and then call me back later. That's fine, whatever. But the vast majority of our sales and our client sales happen on that very first conversation. So a lot of people think that you can't sell something for $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 on that first conversation, but you absolutely can. Most of the people that we enroll, and another thing too, most of the people that we sell on that first conversation have never heard of us until they clicked on our ad like 2 days before. So that's important too. The system that we use, it doesn't just market to our warm audience of people that know me and they already, you know, I know who Russ is. And, you know, most of our enrollments come from cold traffic, right? They come from people that have no idea who I am. They just click our ad. And then within 24, 48 hours, we're on the phone with them and we're enrolling them into one of our high ticket workshops.
Okay. Wow. So
it takes people from click to client in like 24 to 48 hours.
Wow. Okay. So like, for example, your one close call, you usually have 99% of closing rate, I suppose, right? So how about
it's not a 99% close rate. We don't enroll 99% of the people we talk to, but 99% of our sales happen on that first call.
I see. Okay. Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah,
our average close rate for most of the people on my team is about 30%. They speak to three people and they enroll one, essentially.
I see. Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. So, Russ, then how do you overcome any objections before they are ever made so that the sale can happen smoothly, naturally, and it feels great for both parties?
Right. So the key is to ask open-ended questions. That's the key. So the old way of doing sales is to sort of try to trap people, right? So they teach these things called, they teach these things called conversation trees, where I'm going to ask you this. Mm-hmm. And then if you say that, I'm going to say this. But if you say this other thing, I'm going to say this. And then you're trapped. Mm-hmm. And the whole goal is to kind of like bully you basically into pulling out your credit card and buying this thing, whether you need it or not. Right. Mm-hmm. Like my goal, you know, if I'm a bad salesperson, my goal is to get that money out of your pocket. You know, whether you're a fit for this program or not. Now, because what we sell is transformational, right? Our priorities are completely different. When I'm on the phone with you, all I care about is, can I get you this result? Are you a good fit for this program? And are you going to do the work if I let you in? Because it does take work. So that's a very different kind of sale. Instead of me trying to bully you and corral you into saying one thing or buying the thing you don't need, I'm going to ask you open-ended questions and really, really get to know you. Because if you're not a fit for this program, I'm not going to make you an offer. And it's really important that people understand that. We don't even make an offer to about 30, 35% of the people that we speak to, because we're just not 100% confident we can get them the result. And many times those people are ready to sign up. Like, they're ready to buy. You know, if I said, hey, come on, join the program, they pull out their credit card and they would join it, but I'm not going to make them an offer unless I'm 100% confident that I can get them the result. So it all goes back to the result, right? It all goes back to the outcome, right? That's our priority. Our priority isn't to make the sale. Our priority is to get you that result. And so if that's my number one priority, then I got to be very careful about who I let into my program and who I don't, because I don't want to let anybody in my program that I can't get a great result for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Then how do you qualify your clients? Who is the right choice? Who is not?
Yeah. So for us, because what we do is help coaches, experts, consultants, and speakers build these high ticket programs, right? Our criteria, you don't need to have a big audience. You don't need to have a big following. You don't need to have a PhD or letters after your name. You don't have to have graduated from Harvard or Yale or Oxford, right? The only thing that you really need is the ability to solve a major life or business challenge. So if you can look me in the eye and say, hey, Russ, I work with people and I save their marriages and I'm fantastic at it, that's good enough for me. If you're a fitness, you know, personal trainer or something and you get people into amazing shape, that's good enough for me. So the people that we can't work with are people that don't solve a major life or business challenge. So for example, I don't know, maybe you teach people how to play the accordion or something, and that's great, but it's not probably not a $5,000 or $6,000 or $10,000 offer, right? Because it's not a major life or business challenge. So those are the people that we work with. So that's anybody from relationship coaches to dating coaches, fitness coaches, business coaches, web designers, graphic designers, copywriters, you know, anybody that can come in and solve that big problem, doctors, naturopaths, nutritionists, who are solving major health problems, you know, all those people, they've crushed it with this model.
Ah, okay, nice. And, you know, just now we were talking about handling objections and also, and making a sale. So Russ, how do you create a deep lasting connection in the first 2 minutes of every call, other than, you know, asking open-ended questions to reduce that objection? So, you know, how do you create that deep lasting connection with them?
Sure. Everyone is like a radio, right? A radio that's constantly broadcasting what's going on in here and what's going on in here. And so, for example, and many times people will pick up on what you're putting out in your radio, even if you don't say anything verbally. So for example, let's say that I'm on the phone with you and you have a program where, you know, and it's $10,000, but deep down, you don't really believe it's worth that much, right? Mm-hmm. You can say all the right things on the phone. You can do all the right things on the phone, but subconsciously, I'm going to sense that you're not 100% confident in what you're saying. Even if you're saying all the right things, doing all the right things, I'm just going to sense, hey, you know what, man, something doesn't feel right. And I'm going to tell you at the end of the call, oh, it's too much. I can't afford it. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I might not even know why. And maybe I can't afford it. Maybe your program's $10,000 and I got a treasure chest full of money right here, but something feels off. And so I'm not going to sign up with you. Right. So what's cool though, is that works both ways. So if you are 100% confident in your program and your pricing and the problem that you solve, I'll pick up on that. And then I will feel happy and able to invest with you because I'll be like, you know what, man, I just trust this guy. This guy's for real. So thinking about how you create connection with people, it's the same thing. Internally, in my heart and in my soul, I have to be on that call to serve you. I'm not on that call to make a sale, right? I'm on that call to serve you to the truth so that you understand the truth of your situation and what's going on. I understand the truth of whether I can help you or not. And we're going to put our heads together. We're going to make the best decision for you. And maybe that decision is to join the program, but maybe it's not. Either way, I'm here to serve you. If I come into the call with that mindset, you're going to sense it. Even if I'm saying the same stuff everybody else does. Hey, what's up? It's Russ Ruffino. I'm really excited to talk to you, blah, 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 blah. I'm saying the same things as everyone else, but you're going to sense that earnestness and that honesty. You're going to sense that I'm not here to make a sale. I'm not here to sell you on anything. I'm here to serve you. And that's going to make you relax and it's going to put you at ease. And then we can have a real conversation and decide together whether or not this is a fit for you. So the way that we sell is very, very different from the way that sales are usually taught, but it works, man, because we're enrolling people into $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 programs on one phone call. So it's very, very, very powerful.
Okay. All right. Okay. So in order to make your potential clients like, trust, and buy from you, you got to be honest, you got to be earnest, and also at the same time, like you mentioned, you got to be more of serving them rather than having that idea of just selling them and having that idea that, hey, my call is just to close you, nothing else, right? Okay.
That's exactly right. So when you hear people say things like, we're going to show you how to close everybody, or we're going to show you how to be a hardcore closer or whatever, you should just run because here's the thing, man, selling coaching is not like selling a vacuum cleaner. Okay. If I come to your house and I sell you a vacuum cleaner, you're going to buy that vacuum cleaner and I'm never going to talk to you again. And you're never going to talk to me again. And it's like, here's your vacuum cleaner. Good luck. Right. With coaching, if I make the sale, that's the beginning of our coaching relationship. Now I got to work with you for the next 8 weeks or 12 weeks. And so if I twisted your arm and pressured you into making that decision, then I've done a terrible job of setting up our future relationship for success. Because you already resent me. You already don't like me. You already don't trust me. You already feel like I twisted your arm, right? But if I've served you in the way that I'm talking about, and we make that decision together to say, hey, man, you know what? I think this is the right thing for you. Let's move forward. And you're like, great, let's move forward. Now we're on the same page. Now we're in sync. Now we want the same thing. And we can move forward together and have a beautiful coaching relationship where you actually get the result.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, this is powerful, man. For those of you who are tuning in, listen to this and take action on it, because it's really, 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 really powerful for you. And you are able to actually get a lot of great results after this. And of course, if you want to know more about how to actually get your clients on demand, you can go to Russ and go to his website at clientsondemand.com and go and check him out. And of course, I would like to ask you, right, you know, just now we were talking about having deep lasting connection and also at the same time overcoming objections. So now is this thing, how do we provide valuable, fun experience to the buyer on every call and still consistently close at $5,000 to even $85,000 price point?
Well, it's not so much about providing a fun experience. It's about having a real conversation. And sometimes those real conversations can be painful, right? So for example, if I'm talking to someone who sells this way, and let's say that I'm massively overweight or something, I'm like 400 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have a real conversation. Okay, well, how much did you weigh when you stepped on the scale this morning? You know, well, you know, I was 400 pounds. Okay. Mm-hmm. How is that affecting the other things in your life? How do you feel about that? You know, how do you feel going around at that weight? And so having to, you know, answering those questions, it might be difficult, but it's necessary, because I have to really get a sense of, yeah, you know what? You're right. I gotta do something about this. You know, most people, when they have a real problem, we have all these kind of like excuses and rationalizations and little stories built up around it to protect us, you know?
Right.
It's like, you know, so you'll hear people say things like, you know, like, how much weight do you have to lose? Oh, you're just a couple pounds. Okay, well, how much did you weigh when you stepped on the scale this morning? Oh, it's 400 pounds. Okay, so we have a little more than just a couple pounds to lose. That's cool. But my point is that it's about having a real conversation, and that requires tremendous trust. And so that's why, in order to make this sales system work, you do have to go into the call with pure intentions. You have to be there to serve. And when you do, like I said, people subconsciously sense that, and then they open up, and then we can have a real conversation about this.
Right. Okay. Cool. Wow.
Right.
Love
it. And so the way that facilitates the sale is, as we have this conversation, you're going to, you know, we're going to peel away those layers of rationalizations and stories that are, you know, well, I just have a couple pounds to lose. Well, no, you don't. And I'm going to ask you questions so that you have that moment. You have that moment of revelation going like, God, you know what? I got to turn this around. If I don't make a change right now, I'm going to get divorced. If I don't make a change right now, my business is going to fail. If I don't make a change right now, my health is going to be in jeopardy, whatever it is. And then now you've made the decision. I want to get this result. I want to get this outcome. So it's very important that another thing that people need to understand is that the decision that's being made on that call, it's not a decision to join your program or not join your program. The decision they're making is the decision to get the outcome or not get the outcome. Because if they choose to get the outcome, they're going to join your program, right? Because that's the fastest way to do it. It's about getting them to make the decision to change their life.
Oh, I see. Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's always about this one particular I that you mentioned way back, and that is impact, right? Mm-hmm. And that is how you do your business and how you want your potential clients feel that you are able to make impact for them,
yeah,
rather than, you know, I just want to sell you, I want to close you for that $5,000 deals and all this other stuff. Okay, yeah, I got it. And I'm pretty sure, you know, while we are having this beautiful conversation that we have right now, there are definitely some introverts that are actually listening to us or watching this live video as well. So I would like to ask you, right, so what do you think for introverts, how can they actually, you know, sell high ticket as well? Because they are more introverted, they do not really like to talk to people and all this other stuff. How can they actually, you know, turn this around and make this something that they can do?
So some of our very best clients are introverts, which is really nice, right?
Right.
It's super important that people realize this, that when you're an introvert, all of that means is that you really need to have a strategy for success, right? Mm-hmm. So being an extrovert, it can be a disadvantage sometimes, because if you're naturally talented and you're naturally charming and you're naturally good with people, you're going to assume that you can just get on the phone with someone and I'm like so cool and so awesome, they're going to give me $5,000, of course. But it never, ever, ever works that way. And so what we find is that the extroverts, they always have to get on the phone and fall flat on their face. And then they realize, okay, I need some help. The introverts come to the table. They come to our programs going like, Russ, I'm terrified to do this. I don't know how to talk to people on the phone. I don't know how to do these things. And I'm going to say, cool, man, here's exactly the questions you ask. Here's exactly what you say. Here's how you do it step by step by step by step by step. And we'll go over it and over it and over it until you get it and you understand it. And then what's great about the introverts is they embrace that. They take that and they do exactly what we tell them to do. And they go out there and they get an amazing, amazing, amazing result. So it's like, even if you're an introvert, if you're serious about helping people and serious about making an impact on your clients, all you need is a system, and you follow that system and you'll get where you want to go.
Okay, got it. Wow, thanks a lot, man. Well, as you know, we are actually coming to the end of the podcast. I have one last question for you.
Sure.
And this question is something that I believe you would have heard of it before. This question is this. Imagine this, Russ. You suddenly lose everything, your money, your reputation. What would you do from day one to day 30 to save yourself?
Okay. Internally, I would start by being grateful in advance for everything that I want. And immediately, those things would begin to start coming into my life. Immediately. So if you've never done that before, strongly encourage you to start doing that for 6 months, and then you can write into the show or you can find me on Facebook and you can be like, Russ, you gave me that one piece of advice and I did it, and now my whole life is different. So that's the first thing I would do internally. And then externally, the genesis of any business is to find a problem. So people ask, you know, people ask questions like, well, how can I make more money? That's not really a very good question. A better question is, what's a problem that people have that I can fix? So what I would do is I would identify one of those problems. I would put together a solution for that problem, and I would charge $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 for it. And then I would lead people into that solution. So even if my entire business fell apart, I mean, I would be shocked if I wasn't at least $1 million a month within 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So first you got to be grateful for things that you don't have. And then after that, you're going to work on it and things will come to you, I would say, momentarily in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, okay, cool. Wow. Thank you so much for all the golden nuggets that you have dropped, the value bombs that you've dropped over here. And I could see quite a number of people who are tuning in from Taiwan, nice. From US, from Melbourne, from Malaysia, from Singapore as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. And of course, Russ, where can my audience find you on social media? Can you share
it? Sure. So you can you can search for Russ Ruffino on YouTube. You'll find my YouTube channel. You can go to our website. Yep. That's clientsondemand.com. And you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram.
Ah, okay. Nice. Wow. Okay, cool. So thank you so much for all of you for tuning in. And of course, Russ, once again, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast episode. So for those of you who have any questions, you can actually send it to Russ, go to his Facebook, go to his LinkedIn, go to his IG and just DM him, PM him, and I'm pretty sure he will get to it, and or even get his team to reply to you first. And of course, you guys are really amazing. Thank you so much for your consistent support for the Legacy Show. And stay tuned for the next episode of the Legacy Show, which is coming to you live next week. And see you guys and have a great weekend ahead. Okay, take care. See you. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of The Legacy Show. I hope it has enlightened you. I hope it has brought you to an epiphany where you realize that this is where you want to go and this is what you want to do. So I hope you will continue to support and also at the same time like, comment, and share this episode out to your people, to your family, your friends. And not forgetting that we have just created a Telegram group. It's called the Legacy Show Family, so you can go and check it out and let us know how you find this group is serving you. All right, so with that, I would like to thank you once again. See you and stay tuned for another episode of the Legacy Show.